Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yankees win this series finale 9-7 over the Diamondbacks. So a winning homestand to start the season. 4-2 in the Bronx in front of strong crowd after strong crowd, even on cold nights the last couple of nights. Well, tonight, shade above 43,000 on a comfortable night, and the Yankees treated them in a big-time way. Excellent start for Carlos Carrasco. First one in pinstripes. 1-2-3 in the first inning. Froze the leadoff man Corbin Carroll on a sinker. And the number three hitter, Paven Smith, on a slider. A couple of Ks on a strong first inning. And Merrill Kelly, another veteran right-hander, he was going for Arizona to begin this game. Didn't have the best night. He was hit around, to put it lightly. Ben Rice been smoking the ball, carrying it over from spring training. Rice leading off tonight, Goldschmidt the night off. And Rice jumped Kelly. First pitch drove it to deep center. And the wind took that drive a couple of ways, couple of times. Center fielder Alec Thomas couldn't get a read on it. Ground rule double for Rice. And Bellinger in back of him worked that full count walk, setting up the captain. Chance for early damage, and Judge just continuing an unreal start to this season, even for Aaron Judge type of standards.
Here's pitch to Judge. Swung on a hit to right center field. It's hit well. Got carry. Say goodbye. Three-run homer. Aaron Judge. 3-0. Yankees here in the first inning. Hey now.
That made an 8-for-20 start to the season for Judge at that point, with 5 homers and 14 RBIs. We're in game 6 of the season, no less. And fitting, Judge's 500th career extra base hit on that 3-run shot came in his 999th career game. And how about more exclusive company for Aaron Judge? The 500 extra base hits in 999 games. The only people faster than 500 in baseball history, Gehrig and DiMaggio. Just think about that. 3-0 Yankee lead. That Judge missile, the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. 3 runs before Merrill Kelly recorded an out, and Jazz grounded to second, but Jason Dominguez really been staying within himself early this season as a starting left fielder, only 22 years old. Dominguez got a change outside from Kelly, went with it the other way. Base hit Dominguez, and Volpe maybe bidding for his 5th homer already, fly to deep right center, but Trent Grisham starting tonight, Judge the DH, Grisham making the most of every opportunity.
Kelly deals, and a swing and a drive to left center field. Going back is Gurriel, deep into the gap. He will not get it, it's off his glove. Coming around Dominguez to third and stopping at second is Grisham with an RBI double. 4-0 Yankees here in the first inning. They are really tattooing Merrill Kelly here in the first inning.
Yeah, Grisham's always had a knack for that oppo power. That went out near 399 in left center. Didn't miss hitting the wall by much on that opposite field drive. Made it a 4-0 Yankee lead in an eye blink, essentially. And top two, Carrasco walked Josh Naylor on 4 pitches to start the inning. And after Lourdes Gurriel Jr. popped to Volpe in shallow center, Eugenio Suarez ripped a double into the left field corner. So second and third, only one out. Carrasco, all things considered, kind of emblematic of his night. nicely done. Got Alec Thomas to bounce to second. A run scored. But Carrasco locked up Garrett Hampson on a sinker. Third punch out. Inning over. And third inning, Carrasco, easy breezy, 1-2-3, mowing down 9-1-2 and striking out Geraldo Perdomo on the change. Finished that inning. Cookies fourth K. And the home half, two out, no one on. Volpe, four hits and four homers so far in the year. Well, he'll certainly take a little bloop single to right center. That gave Grisham another opportunity. Already with that booming double to cap the four-run first inning. Grisham, have yourself a start to this year.
3-1. Won't be good runner. He's at first. Not much of a lead. Here's the pitch. And Grisham takes that swing and drives it deep to right. Giving ground Carroll at the track. See ya. Goodbye. Home run. Trent Grisham. And what a night for him. This start. RBI double now. Two-run homer. 6-1. Yankees.
Yeah, Grisham at that point, 4-for-8 on the early season. A homer, a double, three RBIs. That two-run shot plunged the lead. 6-1 Yanks in the third. Diamondbacks got a couple to back in the fourth. Paven Smith leadoff walk against Carrasco. Naylor squeaked a single up the middle. Smith raced to third. And Gurriel bulleted a double into the left field corner. A 6-2 game with second and third. One out, but Carrasco again, another poised effort, limiting the damage. Struck out Suarez. Thomas grounded a second to bring home Naylor. Second RBI ground out to second for Alec Thomas in just a few innings there. Cut the Yankee lead to 6-3 and advanced Gurriel to third. But Carrasco bore down, got Garrett Hampson to ground towards the middle. Jazz Chisholm ranged right jump throw to set down the hustling Hampson, keep another run from scoring. That defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Yankees still a 6-3 edge and an immediate response, bottom four. Ben Rice already with a double and a full count walk. How about another full count walk against Kelly? And Rice stole second, so that meant two out. Judge already coming up with a three-run jack, an RBI opportunity.
Kelly ready. Quick look at Rice at second. Here's a pitch. Swung on and hit. Center field. Line drive. Rice coming to third. Here's a throw by Thomas. It is cut off by the first baseman. Scoring standing is Rice. RBI for Aaron Judge. His fourth tonight. The Yankees have a 7-3 lead here in the fourth.
And four of those runs driven in by the captain only in the fourth inning. And updating that Judge start to the season we highlighted earlier. 9-for-22 at that point. Five homers, 15 RBIs. Only other player to have that kind of six-game start. Babe Ruth in 1932. Judge, always an underrated base dealer, too. He can kind of get around and also read pitchers, read situations very well. He saw Rice steal one. He's like, I'm going to get one. So Judge stole second, and the guy at the plate behind him, Jazz Chisholm, working a full count against a struggling Kelly, fouled one deep down the right field line. On the seventh pitch of the at-bat, straightened it out, as they say. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
3-2 pitch to Jazz, 7-3 Yankees. Pitch swung on. Oh. That has a chance to leave. In fact, that's way gone. Two-run homer. Jazz Chisholm, 9-3 Yankees. Another hey now for number 13.
And the electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. Blew it open at 9-3. That would be needed, by the way. Jazz's fourth homer in six games already. And boy, isn't his swing sweet when he gets a hold of one? Just a rocket launcher off that bat. And after Dominguez behind him belted his second hit a double the opposite way off the left center field wall, Merrill Kelly's night was done. Yankees lit him up. 9 hits and 9 runs over 3 2/3. No easy customer, Merrill Kelly, by the way. Carrasco got through 5 1/3. A 1-2-3 fifth highlighted by Ben Rice turning a nifty double play on a Carroll grounder. Stepping on first, hosing down Jose Herrera, the 9-hitter who was on after a leadoff single. So Rice racing the bases. And Carrasco into that sixth inning, pulled after a one-out double by Josh Naylor. But Adam Ottavino moved the line along. This one got interesting in the seventh inning. Lefty Ryan Yarbrough. Laffer turned into a little bit of a sweater, if you will. Yarbrough walked the 8 and 9 hitters, Hampson and Herrera. Base hit by Carroll and Geraldo Perdomo got a fastball up, lifted it to the opposite field. Short porch, grand slam, one of those all of a suddens. No out in the seventh, a 9-7 game. And Yarbrough, Mark Leiter Jr., finished off the seventh. Flash forward, bottom seven. Yankees looking for some important insurance against the lefty Jalen Beeks. Grisham up again. Scorched one off the first baseman Smith. Infield single. Third hit of the night. J.C. Escarra next up. First big league start at catcher. 29 years old. What a story. How about his first big league hit? Double into the right field corner. Second and third for Cabrera. Aaron Boone brought Paul Goldschmidt off the bench. He got intentionally walked with first base open. But Ben Rice, another strong at-bat, eight pitches deep, fought 3-2. But Beek struck him out. No insurance there. Didn't end up mattering. Leiter worked two out into the eighth. A strong bounce back night. Allowed a base hit to right from Ketel Marte off the bench. But Luke Weaver got the job done wonderfully. Four out save against what? 9-1-2-3. And Luke Weaver, his dominant self. 9-7 the final. Yankees salvage a series finale. A winning homestand. 9 runs, 12 hits, 3 more homers, and 3 stolen bases for the Yanks tonight, including Jazz's 100th of his career coming in that 8th inning. Miss any part of the highlights? We have Yankees Rewind. Catch the segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime. Miss any big moment, any point this year? Maybe you caught it but want to hear how Dave and Susan called it once again on the radio. Anything you may have missed on WFAN Yankees Radio. It's Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app.